So additional summary review consists of what are the actual characteristics that are associated. We're going to continue with that and discuss. They are overly and underly sensitive to pain. So they may be very much sensitive to certain reaction to different pain or stimulus, whereas in other situations, they may be less active and less active toward or reactive toward a stimulus. Then they have trouble with empathy for others. They have trouble displaying this and communicating with you. They have a self-stimulating behavior such as the hand flapping, as you notice in the videos, the body rocking, the obsessive attachment to objectives. These things become very normal or very exhibited by these individuals, and they are recognizable, I should say. Then we have the trouble following directions. So when you're giving a person with ASD directions, you have to make sure you give it to them slowly. You may have to repeat it. You have to be patient with them. So giving them these instructions, they don't absorb or they don't react to these particular instructions very fast, as quick as we would. So you have to give them time to adjust and understand the feedback that you're giving them. Then you provide them to be they prefer to be alone. So they like to be socially isolated from everyone. So it's not uncommon where they want to be alone. And then when they have their particular traits that they want to be alone, you have to give them their space. And by you getting close, maybe defensive, they may be more defensive if you come close to them. So make sure you give them space if that is what they wish. Well, then wondering and attracted toward the bodies of water or traffic. So usually when an individual with ASD is missing, the first thing they go and search any type of waterways, any type of lakes or ponds that's nearby, where there's extensive traffic, because for some reason they are drawn to these particular bodies of waters or traffic. Then we have the overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed by first responders, just by your presence, by your lights and siren and all the light, especially the lights. So you have to desensitize them by taking away, turning off your lights, approaching them in a different way, in a calm manner. You approach them the same way you would like them to act. If they're very loud, then you approach them in a very soft manner, because that's what you want them to exhibit, exhibit your behavior and follow your lead on being calm. Then last, the fear of the person in uniform. Just the fact that you have a badge, the fact that you have such equipment, they're fascinated by this. So they may be very intense in getting into your objects that you carry on your person. So this is quite normal as well.